Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamah Sadidah Adamah Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Sadidah Adamah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Misha Halcha Ishta Adamah Medina Sayam. A person's wife went overseas, and Bayu Vamru Loi Meis Ishtacha, and they come, two Edom come, and they tell the man that your wife died. So Reuven's married to Rachel, and Rachel goes out of town, and Reuven finds out that Rachel died. V'nasa Sachaisa. So now that Rachel's dead, so it's mutter for Reuven to marry Leah, to marry Rachel's sister. Nitaka goes and marries her. V'acher Kach Basa Ishta, and then his wife comes back, the halacha is muteres lachzer loy, is that Reuven and Rachel remain mutter to each other. Umutter b'kray v'shnia, Reuven is also mutter to Leah's relatives, such as her daughter, because he was never married to Leah. Ushnia muteres b'kray v'ayv, and for that same reason, Leah is mutter to Reuven's relatives. V'im meisa rishayna mutter b'shnia, and if Rachel would die, so then Reuven is even allowed to go back and marry Leah for real this time. Amru loy meisa ishtai, new case. They tell a man, they tell him, Rachel went out of town. They tell him, you should know your wife Rachel died. V'nasa sachaisa. So again, he goes and he marries Leah. V'acha kach amru loy kayamis haisa umesa. Then they come and they tell him that, no, we made a mistake. Really, she was alive. It's sometime later. Only now she's dead. So havlad rishay mamzer v'achayne mamzer. If he had children together with Leah, those children that he had before Rachel died will be a mamzer, because it's a child from achis isha. But any children that he had with her after finding out that Leah is actually dead, so then those that Rachel is actually dead, so then those children will not be mamzerim. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Kol Sha Paiso De Acherim, Paiso De Atzmai, V'Kol Sheim Paiso De Acherim, Eino Paiso De Atzmai. We'll get back to that in a moment. Now the Gemara is medayik from the Tanakamo that Reuven is mutter to Rachel. That when Reuven finds out that Rachel died, so, and he goes and marries Leah, and then really Rachel is still alive, so he's allowed to go back to Rachel. That's true no matter what. This is true even in the case where you have Reuven and Shimon, who are not brothers, but they married sisters. Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. And when we said that Rachel went out of town, she didn't go alone. She went with Shimon. She went with Shimon, and they found out that both Rachel and Shimon died. So Reuven went and married Leah. They were both second marriages. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon and Leah was married to Shimon. And now Reuven marries Leah, and then they find out that no, really Shimon's alive. Really Rachel's alive. So through that marriage that Reuven had with Leah, since she was mezaneh, let's say she only had an eid echa telling her that Shimon was dead, so now she becomes aser to Shimon. So and afal pi kein, Reuven remains mutter to Rachel. That even though the hani nesuim did kamitasra ish. Even though that this nesuin that Reuven did with Leah accomplished something, it made it that now Leah is aser to Shimon. It's true that Leah is aser to Shimon, but Rachel is still mutter to him. We don't say we don't say it has to be even square that since Leah became aser to Shimon, it's only fair now that through that same act Rachel should become aser to Reuven. We don't say that. Rabbi Yosi, end of our Mishnah, we'll see more about this in the Gemara later, but was coming to be lafuki that he said that no, kol shepaiso de'acherim is paiso de'atzmai, that since Leah became aser to Shimon, so Rachel now becomes aser to Reuven. But the Tanakama holds not like that. He holds everyone's that Rachel is mutter to Reuven no matter what. Now says the Gemara, lema masnisin doli Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah says that Rachel and Reuven remain mutter to each other. The chayr is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva have le achis grushasay. There's an issur of achis grushasay that a person can't marry his divorcee's wife, so his divorcee's sister. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a halacha that in this case, in our Mishnah scenario, Reuven has to give Leah a get. According to the Chachamim, Reuven does not need to give Leah a get, because everyone knows that there's no kedushin with an achis isha. So since everyone knows that Reuven is married to Rachel, and Rachel's good and well, Rachel's right there, so no one's gonna, it's not gonna look like an achis isha is leaving without a get. So therefore, Reuven does not need to give a get to Leah. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to see soon, Rabbi Akiva holds that Reuven has to give a get even to an achis isha. He has a gzeira, we'll see more about that soon. Since Reuven is going to have to give a get to Leah, so now Rachel becomes achis grushasai, and it should be aser for Reuven to stay with Rachel. Well, where do we get it from that Rabbi Akiva requires a get? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa. The Tani Kama says, Kol ha-raisha b'teira in shichas emenu get, chutz me'eshes isha nis sapi bezdir. The only time there's an erva that requires a get is an eshes ish that is told by an eid echa that her husband died. She goes off with another man, and then really her husband was still alive. So in such a case, she needs to get a get. It's a kenas. She needs to receive a get from the second man. But that's the only case. Rabbi Kiva Maisev Af Eishes Ach V'Aches Isha. Rabbi Kiva's Maisev two cases. We'll see the details about the cases soon. But one of them is Aches Isha. Then an Aches Isha requires a get. So in our case, Reuven would have to give a get to Leah. Since he would have to give a get to Leah, V'Kevin Damar Rabbi Kiva Bai Get. So then Mameli Tasra Aleah Dahavile Aches Kushasai. So then Mameli, Reuven and Rachel should be usher to each other. Alts Aches Kushasai. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Elamayr Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. To which the Gemara says, no, it could be Rabbi Akiva. And in this case, Rabbi Akiva would agree that there's no get. Ah, but he says Achis Isha. Says the Gemara, Vavidmar Allah, Amr Rav Gid, Amr Rav Chiba Yosef, Amr Rav, Hai Eishas Ach, Yechidami. First of all, Eishas Ach, what's the case that Rabbi Akiva requires a get by Eishas Ach? It's going to Kidesh Achiv Es Isha. It's that could be a case of Erisin, where Shimon did Kedushin with Leah, Vahalach Lamedina Sayyam. Then Shimon went on a vacation before the wedding, before the Chasana, and Vashama Shemes Achiv. And Reuven hears that his brother Shimon died. So now, so he says, I feel bad for Leah. Her chasson just died. So Reuven goes and Reuven marries Leah. And really, Shimon's alive. Shimon shows back up. So in such a case, Rabbi Akiva holds that Reuven's going to have to give Leah a get. Why? Dami Inshi. People might suspect that in this case, even though everyone knows there's no Kedushin with an Eishes Ach, in this case, maybe the Kedushin was Typeface. Why? Because it can't be you can marry an Eishes Ach. So how did Reuven marry Leah? Oh, it's because Hach Kama Tano Havali be Kedushin. It must be that Shimon made some sort of Tanai in the Kedushin, and the Tanai was never fulfilled. V'hai Shapar Nosef. So that's why Reuven was allowed to marry her. And therefore, Reuven now has to give her a get. V'hai Achis Isha, Nami Echidami. What's the case of Achis Isha? Similar scenario. It's going to Kidesh Es Isha. Dafka by case of Kedushin. Shimon did Kedushin with Leah. V'hol Chol Medina Sayam. Then Leah went on vacation. V'shama Shemesa. And Shimon hears that Leah died. So Amma V'nas Es Achaisa. He already knows the family very well. It's very comfortable. He says, I'll go marry her sister. He goes and he marries Rachel. And really, Leah's alive. So in such a case, even though it's an Achis Isha, and there's no Kedushin with an Achis Isha, here people might suspect that there was Kedushin between Shimon and Rachel. People might suspect that half kamaisa tanai havle b'kedusha, that Shimon made a tanai with Leah in the kedushin, and really the tanai was not fulfilled, so he was never really married to Leah. V'hal shaper nasim, and that's why his marriage with Rachel was chal. Therefore, he has to give Rachel a get. So it's dafka by kedushin because then maybe there was a tanai. Al nisuin mikla meimer tanai havle b'nisuin. But in our Mishnah's case, where we're talking about where Shimon was married to Leah, they had full fledged nisuin before going out of town, before Shimon and Rachel went out of town. So in such a case, a person wouldn't make a tanai their nisuin because then it's, if the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's going to come out that any bia that they had was a bilas nus. So a person wouldn't do such a thing. Since no one's going to suspect that they made a Tanai, no one's going to suspect that Reuven, when he married Leah, that anything was ever typeface. That's why Reuven does not need to give a get, even Lefi Rabbi Akiva. Mamela Rachel will not be Achis Grushasa, even Lefi Rabbi Akiva. And that's why Reuven is mutter to remain with Rachel. Now, I'm really Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Still, says Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, that you're telling me the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, you're Rabbi Akiva, listening to Amicha Ma'isa? If the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, so why does the Mishnah talk specifically about a case where Reuven, when he finds out that his wife, Rachel, died, he marries her sister, talk about a case where he marries her mother, his mother-in-law? Why? Dashmina Le'er Rabbi Akiva, Damar Chamaisa La'chamisa, La'bis Reifa. Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that when a person's wife dies, he's no longer chayv sreifa for being with her mother. The Gemara assumes right now means that it's even mutter for him to marry her mother. So when Reuven finds out that Rachel died, he could go and marry her mother. Why does the Mishnah talk specifically about a case where he marries her sister? Now where do we find that this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva? As the truth is, it's a machlekes. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that Be'esh Yisrafu Oisai Veshen, it says that when a person is with his mother-in-law, so he's chayv sreifa and they are chayv sreifa, Veshen, Oisai Veshen, Achas Man Divra Bishmal. Bishmal says it doesn't really mean them. There's no two women that are Chayef Sreifa. It's him and then the mother-in-law. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Aisai Veshtayan. It means Aisai Veshtayan. Now, what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says I say Veshtayan? So it's Machlaikas Amarayim. So Bishamula Ba'idam or Mashmah is Darshan Ikibinayu, Rabbi Shmuel, Savar Chaduk Siv, Rabbi Akiva Savar Tartik Siv, Shapir. So according to Abaye, there's no real Machlaikas over here. Everyone agrees. It's just the Machlaikas had a Darshan the Pasuk. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Pasuk's talking about two. Meaning, he's talking about a person who's together with his wife's mother and her mother, Aim Ishtai, and also Aim Chamaisa. Chamaisa and Aim Chamaisa. So fine, there's no really machlekes though. El the Rava the Amar Chamayis Lachar Misa Kibin Ayu, but Rava holds that no, it's machlekes. When Rabbi Akiva says Oisoy Vashtan, he means that there's only a chi of Sreifa. By the pasuk saying Vashtan, it's teaching us that there's only a chi of Sreifa when they're both in this world, when there is a Vashtan. Of course, only the mother-in-law who lives with the man will be chayv Sreifa. But the Sreifa is only there when there is a Vashtan, when the wife's alive. Ba Lachar Misa, Lachar Misa's Ishta, there's no more Sreifa. So according to Rava's pshat in Rabbi Akiva, that a person no longer has a chiv shreifa for being with his mother-in-law after his wife died, so listinami chamoisa, so why doesn't the Mishnah discuss a case where Reuven married his mother-in-law after finding out that Rachel died? Says the Gemara, Merlein, he did miyata krami shreifa, misuru kam miyata krab, because it's still aser, just that there's no chiv shreifa. Since it's aser, that's why the Mishnah didn't discuss that case. The Mishnah instead discussed the case where Reuven married Rachel's sister.